Here's Sybil.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
I want to begin with some breaking news. If you haven't heard, former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry has died. He was 78 years old. And the cause of death is still unknown.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, November 24th, 2014. A belated happy birthday to young Caleb Joyner, who turned three yesterday. We're going to talk about Marion Barry, but first, this is breaking over overnight news and greatly affecting the Tom Joyner Morning Show. The great artist Annie Lee has died. She would have been 80 years old next year. She was born in Gadsden, Alabama. 1935, raised in Chicago. She grew up there in Chicago and began painting at age 10 in elementary school, won her first art contest, and received a first semester of study at the Art Institute of Chicago, and was awarded a four-year scholarship to Northwestern. However, she chose to marry and raise her family. After losing two husbands, she began returning to her art form at 40 years of age and was working as a chief clerk at Northwestern Railroad, and eventually earned a master's degree in interdisciplinary art from Loyola University. And this is the woman who you know from the Tom Joyner Foundation cruise. She was a mainstay on the cruises with all the artwork, as well as the Tom Joyner Christmas cards. And these are the faceless figures and really a memory into our lifetime. The great Annie Lee has passed away and will be greatly missed. As you heard, the former mayor of Washington, D.C., Marion Barry Jr., son of a Mississippi sharecropper and a civil rights activist, served terms as mayor of the District of Columbia, also served a drug arrest and jail sentence, and then came back to win a fourth term as the city's chief executive, died early Sunday at United Medical Center in Washington, D.C. He was 78 years old. A shooting in Ohio, a 12-year-old boy shot by police after grabbing what turned out to be a replica gun, died from his wounds Sunday, a day after they responded to a 911 call about someone waving a probably fake gun at a playground. The officer fired twice at the boy, who pulled the fake weapon, which was lacking the orange safety indicator usually found on the muzzle, from his waistband, but had not pointed at the police. The boy did not make any verbal threats, but grabbed the gun after replica gun after being told to raise his hands, and that's when the officer fired. The GOP is looking to discredit the Benghazi report that they ordered 2 days after the Republican-led committee found no intelligence failure or cover-up in the deadly Benghazi embassy attacks. Republicans are moving to discredit the two-year investigation. The report by the House Intelligence Committee dumped Friday concluded that there was no wrongdoing by the Obama administration and no one intentionally misled the American people regarding the September 11, 2012 attacks that killed four Americans, including the ambassador. We are still on hold and waiting for Ferguson, the grand jury, to give their decision. They're expected to reconvene again today. No decision was made on Saturday, and some people are wondering if we'll go through the holiday without getting any information on that grand jury decision. The HBCU football wrap-up, week 13, by the great Roscoe Nance on BlackAmericaWeb.com, and a win by ASU, Alabama State over Stillman in the Turkey Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama, amongst the other wins. Bethune-Cookman over Florida A&M 18-17, two overtimes. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
Thanks, Sybil.